Welcome, City Council, to our June 17th work session on the budget calendar. Only have 30 minutes, so I'm going to launch right in. Jessica.
I'll try to get it all in. Bear with me tonight. I have a cold, but I've got my Kleenex. Well, I think I'm golden. So everybody, I gave you the slides and the budget calendar in a two-page format. So I'll go through each item. This is basically, we're looking at the deadlines and state guidelines and state law for how the budget process works. Oh, I need my... Okay, so this Friday, I'm sending out the capital plan worksheets to department heads. And that is not infrastructure. It's vehicles and equipment. And I think Public Works has already started working on it, correct?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Sure.
So this is just a snapshot of what it looks like. I don't know if you really care about this part of it because it is for the department. It's basically for Public Works and for the police. And I don't think anybody else gets it, do you? I don't.
No, I mean, you know, we usually get, other departments usually get the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, there you go. So, and we also use this for our insurance to make sure everything's in inventory. We have it insured. So if you, where's my cursor? How can I get it up there? So it's for six-year capital plans. This happens to be our last year's. I just took a snapshot of it, and this is where we would include it, like for the 2020 budget. We go 6 years out, and, you know, there's a rationalization for useful life. We need all this information, like, for instance, the life of it for insurance purposes and the replacement date. And this is a good way to budget, too. You know, how much money do we need for vehicles, equipment? Every year, the departments look at this and they analyze it. You know, we, 2021, we thought we'd get a new vehicle then. We can push it out. We've maintained it. Let's push it out another year. So it's a tool, good tool for budgeting for vehicles and equipment. You have any questions on that part of it?
I think that what we used to do is we used to have decision cards where sometimes departments would come and say, hey, we need six vehicles this year. And what we should be doing is that should be planned in 6 years in advance, unless there's right. an accident or something like that, where there shouldn't come a surprise come budget season for vehicles.
Right, exactly. And the ideal, and I'll work on it at some point, is not just 6 year. Go out, you know, however, whatever the useful life is. If it's 20 years, I know in Linden I did, we had some infrastructure that was out like 50 years. And I had it all on a schedule, and that's the ideal, because then you know how much you can put, you need to put aside so that we don't take a loan out for everything. So that's kind of the idea of this. So then June 24th, that's when I send out the department, what would you call it, just the budgets for departments to fill out. And I think this used to not really happen. And I like departments to own their budget. You know, I don't want them coming to me, hey, you gave me this budget and now I can't, you know, I need more money. It's more they own their budget when they do it themselves. The revenue part really only is for Public Works. And that's like if they have capital projects and they need TBD funding or some other kind of funding, so it's revenue for their projects. Otherwise, I do the estimate for all the revenue for the city. Then we have the notification for submissions for lodging tax and the organizational grants, and those go out, and Riley deals with that. Did you want to?
Yeah.
So the lodging tax,
Advisory Committee, or colloquially LTAC, meets once a year and divvies up the money that we collect as part of the hotel motel fund. It's about 60 grand. Most of it goes to the chamber to run the visitor center, but that's up to the LTAC committee. We get submissions from all sorts of folks for that one, but usually it's the same cast of characters. The organizational grants are a little more interesting. They go out to nonprofit organizations in the area. We've had some really cool proposals come in through that, just in terms of non-traditional ideas where a little bit of money could make a big difference for a nonprofit.
Can you give me some examples of those other organizations?
So, for instance,
I mean, I think I know, but
yeah, the Community Resource Center here asked for $3,000 for some shelving units so that they wouldn't be quite a mess when we go into there for executive session. Obviously, that hasn't been implemented yet, but all these grants are paid on a reimbursement basis, so we don't pay until they do it.
Okay. Senior Center,
So the lodging tax, when those come in and we do, I enter them into the budget, you can say, you know what, no, we don't want that lodging tax to go to whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing out chamber, but that's, you know. But then you would have to, you couldn't say we only want half of it. You'd have to say they don't get any of it. So there is a law on that. But you can, you know, say, no, we don't think. And same with the organizational grants. It goes into the budget, and it's up to all of you to make that decision if that's okay, you know, if that's what you want to do.
Has the applications been filed this year, or is that meeting scheduled?
We're going to...
They go out on June 24th.
Okay.
And then we meet usually in August.
When's the LTAC committee reviews the applications, then you meet and everybody's represented at that meeting.
Yeah, usually it's in the first couple of weeks of August whenever we can get everybody in the same room together. And if you'd like to be part of that process, I'll email you once we have a hard date.
My group is part of that process.
Yeah, I figured you'd be in the loop anyway.
I love this stuff.
Well, no, so I was going to ask, I mean, so taking LTAC as an example, if a council member were, well, if we were to vote down one chunk of payment from that, it's not, we can't modify the amount. It's either a yes or no. Is that yes or no on the whole package, or is it yes or no on that one piece?
That's a good question. It's just yes or no on the one piece, like one organization.
Does that automatically kick it back to LTAC? Does LTAC get a second opportunity then to modify their recommendations, or is it just that's that?
I'm not sure on that one, okay. if it's just that's it.
Do you have a guesstimate of what the amount that we're looking at this year?
Probably. I mean, I haven't done the revenue estimate yet, and I haven't. I couldn't tell you what's already come in, but it's around 60,000.
Which is about the same as last year.
Okay. Okay.
It's been pretty consistent over the 4 years I've managed this fund, which is great and terrible.
Okay, this is just an example. It's a snapshot of what the departments receive for their budget. It's pretty similar to that god-awful 60, 70 pages that you receive for the budget sessions. It's the same idea, and I take this and I put it into those larger documents. So part of it is finance. We input all the salaries for all the departments, but then they enter everything, and like I said, this is just a small snapshot of what they do. But they'll enter it in this column in the 2019 forecast, and if there are any notes, things like all of a sudden they want $10,000 more for something, then they would put a note like, okay, what is this for? So you're able to see it immediately and ask any questions that you might have. So. The Friday the 28th, the first draft of the six-year plan is due to finance, and this is pretty much when I start entering things into that big spreadsheet. I'll warn you already, I will be asking for money for a budget program, so I don't have to do this all manually. What was it? What did I say? Over 30,000 items in that, so it gets kind of crazy. So then, July 1st through the 9th, department head meetings with Yori and myself regarding the capital plan. We look over it. We discuss where money will come to pay for it, just different whatever questions might come up. It's different every year. So that happens. A lot of this is internal. You know, it's just things that we need to do through the process. So this year, what we've been discussing is on July 15th, we would have a budget workshop with all of you. And this would be the time to bring in any ideas you have and have that discussion here. And then from there, it would go to the department head, and they would try to incorporate it. You could have discussions with them on your own later. And see how that would fit into it. I know I've had last year someone came to me to talk about the finances of it. They went to the department head to talk about all the labor and whatnot, what needed to be done or what they wanted. And then that's one way to try to incorporate it into the budget. You know, if you come with something like, oh yeah, I want this $10 million project, well, I can guarantee you the department head is going to say, well, how are we going to do that? You know, it's not going to fit in the budget. We need, you know, 50 more people, you know. So this is a time, it would be like the kitchen. Was it the Pioneer Pavilion kitchen that Councilmember Hansen brought? This would be the time to do that kind of thing, bring in any art, whatever you have. I don't know what it is. I would think that the infrastructure we have, you know, as far as streets, we already have those in our CIP plan. So I think, I don't think it's probably necessary for that, right? He agrees. So bring your ideas. And this doesn't mean this is the only time. This is kind of the brainstorming session, and bring the ideas, and then you can go to the department heads and discuss it more, okay?
So if you have budget ideas, when are you going to bring them?
July 15th.
Thank you.
Just want to make sure you all got that memo.
Okay. So then on the 22nd, the first draft of the estimates of revenues and expenditures from the departments are due to finance, and the final six-year capital plan, and that's when I start just entering data into that big spreadsheet and start looking at where are we going to end up, and that's that ending cash that we're really looking at, see where the money comes from and make sure that we're not in the red. So that's on July 22nd. Then from there, after I get everything into the spreadsheet, I have department heads, they meet with me, and we go over any of it. You know, it might be, you know what, this is way too much, we can't afford it. Or it's something like, I know the police chief, I remember Chief Knapp, he wanted to track supplies, like everything. You know, he had all the different line items for different supplies. Well, Chief Turner came in and he said, I only need one line, you know. So things like that too, where a department head might want to track something and we make some adjustments and add line items or subtract them and just have that discussion. August 2nd, applications are due for the lodging tax. I think this was a question earlier. And the organizational grants, the applications are due August 2nd. And month of August, that's when the LTAC meets to review the applications. So, and it's just month of August anytime. But they will need to have them to finance by September 6th. So the LTAC organizational grants and then the final budget estimates from all the departments. The 30th, that's when I meet with the mayor, city administrator, and that's the full budget, and it's for any modifications, revisions, additions, or no changes at all. So they'll see the full budget, a balanced budget, on September 30th. Hopefully, balanced budget. October 7th, that's the first council budget session, and that I will be bringing a balanced budget on that date. And by law, we need to have the mayor present the 2020 budget message, and that's when we bring the preliminary budget to all of you. And the asterisks at the top, those are RCWs, so they're required, all these, all the ones, and you'll see them in your other budget calendar sheet.
This is not a finance director Salomon plan, this is a
no.
RCW
no.
plan.
No, I'm not making this up. Monday, October 14th, this is another internal publication notice needs to go out for the property tax levy, and the public hearing will be November 4th. So that's basically a reminder for us. We need to get it out, what is it, 2 weeks before, Susan?
Yes.
At least 2 weeks before the public hearing. October 28th, another publication goes out for the public hearing for the preliminary budget, which is on November 18th. And we need to have two public hearings for the budget. And you only need one for the tax levy. So. And on the 4th is the public hearing for the property tax levy and a council budget session. And there is a note. There is a second council meeting in October, and you may have a council budget session, but I won't be here. I'm at a conference, and Kevin won't be here. He'll be at a conference. So you're welcome to have it. I can add it. Yuri can run it. Would you like me to add it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
We can add it, and then if we don't need it, we can.
Okay. Yeah, I just kept it out because I knew I wasn't going to be here, so I'll add it.
We could make all the changes.
There you go.
While you're not here.
Good. I'll leave the spreadsheet with you.
Cool.
Okay.
From my computer.
Then on the 12th, another notice goes out for the public hearing for the final budget, and the public hearing will be December 2nd, so the first council meeting in December. And on November 18th, that's when the property tax levy is set, and that needs to go to the assessors by November 30th. So that is the last chance we have to set the property tax levy. So I think along the way we might have more, you know, at the budget sessions we might want to talk about the tax levy, have a bigger discussion about that. Then the public hearing for the final budget is on November 18th and a budget session. And on December 2nd, that's the final public hearing. And if you would, the adoption of the 2020 budget needs to happen before December 31st. You can have it on the first Monday or the second Monday. I put the first Monday because normally the second one is, or the second council meeting is canceled. So that we can have it, that can be changed. We can have it on the second council meeting if everybody decides that, if you need more budget sessions. So that's, I think that is it.
Questions from council staff? We have 5 minutes left. Start with Mr. Burnett, and then move over here.
One of the things that I think Cirque has done a great job of as far as explaining is one of the things that I don't think was all that well used by department heads and council last year was the ability to really identify and then kind of track and justify changes. So as an example, the notes in the far right column are really important. The Western Washington University study, right? We had the budget for it, but I didn't specifically call that as a notation. I think that's the sort of thing that's really going to help council call out things that they have questions about, if staff does a good job with putting those notes in. And then I believe that the finance department will also be able to put in notes or highlight changes from one session to another so you can see what's changing and why. I think that was part of, you know, some of the confusion expressed last year was, has this changed, and if so, why? Where your ability to look at it beforehand, and you might not agree with the change, but at least you'll know why it was made and be able to ask those mm-hmm. questions.
Yeah.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah. Questions of council?
Very good. Finance Director Salmon? Go ahead, please.
I just have one more comment. At the budget sessions, I really want people to ask questions. I really look forward to those questions, or, you know, just what you think of the budget, how, you know, I really encourage that at every single council session so we can get through it and that everybody's happy with the final budget.
Very good.